Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Cast. We're here to talk about anything and everything Indianapolis Colts. I am your host, Jamal Lawrence, coming at you today with another mock draft. Now, we've been dropping some mock drafts here recently. If you haven't had an opportunity to check out Eric's that he just dropped, I think it was on Thursday, definitely go ahead and peep that. And we've had some other ones we put out as well, so go ahead and take a look at that. This one today will be another three-round mock draft. But unlike we've done on our past couple videos where we've had the simulator pulled up and going through the picks, I did go ahead and run my simulator before I started recording. So I do have mine ready to go. So we're just going to kind of spitfire through all these and talk about them for a minute. Please be sure to go ahead and like, subscribe, drop a comment below telling me what you think about this draft, whether you agree, whether you disagree, maybe something you would change, maybe you would change it all, maybe you would stick with it all. You know, that's what it's here for. I want to introduce y'all to some players you may not be too familiar with, or maybe you can introduce me to some players I'm not too familiar with. That would be great. It's all here for a good time. It's all in fun. So let's go ahead without further ado and jump into it. All right. So this draft is a little different than what we've seen here recently. So I'm kind of having fun with this one because some of the players that I did want as I was running the simulator weren't there. So I had to make some decisions on who I wanted. And some of these players are people I did want and I've talked about before. So let's get into it. Indianapolis Colts, before we started with the draft, Indianapolis Colts had 18 passing touchdowns last year with only 9 coming from the wide receivers. And MPJ led the pack of wide receivers with 4 on his own. So we know we would love to see a more explosive offense, especially with Anthony Richardson back there this year. Love to see more, and I would love to see the wide receivers getting a little more love than just 9 total touchdowns. We want to see some explosiveness. How are we going to do that? Let's insert our first draft pick for us here with a guy by the name of Mr. Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. Now, a lot of you know this name. Some people have been wanting him to sit down with the Colts. Some people say, maybe we don't need to worry about him in the first round. And let me just go ahead and explain to you guys and gals why I did pick him in my first round. So again, I don't have the simulator pulled up, but all of the cornerbacks that I wanted, every cornerback that I was interested in was gone in the first round. So I was thinking of BPA and what was available for us. And Brian Thomas Jr. was the best option here at that 15 spot. Now, will that happen in the draft in the next couple weeks? We don't know. No one knows what's going to happen. No one knows who's on whose big board. But, you know, again, for what it's worth, let's have some fun with it. And whatever the simulator gives us, we work with it. We move forward through with it. So, like I said, Brian Thomas Jr. with our first round draft pick for us, I think he goes without saying. I mean, if he's available, you kind of have to take him, right? Big. I mean, led the nation last year in touchdowns, 17 total touchdowns, and a true deep ball threat. We've seen it. And in case you're wondering just how much of a deep ball threat he is, we're talking about a guy who had 12 receptions, 502 yards, and 10 touchdowns on go routes alone. So 12 receptions, 502 yards, 10 touchdowns on go routes. I mean, that's crazy. That's just explosive speed. Explosive speed, great hands when it comes to those deep ball, those go routes. So that's someone you want to see on the team. I think he could really compliment MPJ and Downs, as we already know, and compliment Alec Pierce as well. But it also, most importantly, gives Richardson a little fun. You know, we all know Richardson can throw this ball 1,000 yards, no problem. Why not give him somebody who he can definitely go ahead and utilize that with, especially when Shane Steichen draws up these plays, because we know Shane's going to have some explosive plays for us this year. We saw some explosive plays last year with Richardson on the field. Even with Minshew on the field, we still saw some explosive plays. So why not go ahead and get someone in there who has great ball tracking ability, can run a 4.34 at the combine, and has a raw score of a 9.97. We know how Ballard feels about people like that, man. Guy's just an athletic freak, and we could use someone like him as that deep ball threat. So I wouldn't mind seeing someone like himself taken in round one if that was the best player available for us at that time. Sorry, guys. I think my connection might have gone out right there. But next up in the second round for us, this name here. So this one was an interesting one as well, because after I ran my simulator, I was trying to decide. I knew I was going to go defense side of the ball, but I wasn't entirely sure who or where I was going to go with the defense side of the ball, just because some of the options I had available weren't the hottest. But You know, I kind of looked through and I thought about it for a couple minutes, and there was one guy who stood out for me. And some of you may say that this is a little bit of a stretch, pulling him early, but I think that it will be worth it. A guy that goes by the name of Max Milton, cornerback. Now, Max Milton, I think that he could do it. I really believe that if he were drafted by us in the second round, he could do it. And the reason why I had to jump on him on second round is because I don't think he'll be there in the third round for us. By the time we get to our third round pick, he wouldn't be there. And we definitely know we need some help at the cornerback position. And I think that this is a great guy for it. I mean, good size, 6 foot, 190 pounds. Great size for a cornerback. Athletic, again, going back to what Ballard loves, athleticism. That's what it is. And he plays both inside, outside. He's played some of that slot as well. His best ball comes when he's playing in the zone. What do we have going on with Gus Bradley right now? That zone defense, I really think that he could thrive in the zone defense. And I think that someone like him, who's not afraid to attack the route runner, who's not afraid to attack whoever has the ball, and once he gets his eyes on the ball, he's a hawk, he can really get there and lay it in the hit or jump the route to make an interception. Aggressive player, that's what we need at that cornerback spot. And do I think he'll be a day one starter? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But he definitely has the opportunity to come in and continue to make a name for himself and potentially get out there on the field, because we could use someone like him, especially if for whatever reason we were to jump the gun and have to go on the offensive side of the ball for the first round. I really believe that Max Milton would be a great addition to this squad. And again, just an athletic guy who can come out there and make a difference. Maybe not on the first play, but at least in training camp, at least during practice, he can learn the ropes, get out there, and maybe not game one be out there, but at some point get out there and make some great plays for us on defense side of the ball. Last but not least, in the third round, I've actually made an episode on this guy, and I really enjoy what he has done in college. And you guys know I'm a sucker for this position group. So without further ado, third round, Indianapolis Colts select Christian Mahogany. Offensive lineman from out of Boston College. Again, like I said, I've made an episode on him. I'll make sure I tag that above so you guys can go back and listen to it. I've even put him in one of my other drafts before. And I really just think that I know some people may not necessarily want to attack a guard at the third round spot just because, you know, we could maybe focus on that a little bit later. But again, we have a thin offensive line. The right guard spot, I really think if we were to go for someone like him in the third round, because he had the potential. To be a late first round, second round guy. Of course, injuries helping for him. Not this past season, but the season before that. So that kind of set him back a little bit. But in my eyes, that's a win in our books, because now we're getting him for a bargain price, or, you know, even I shouldn't say price, but a bargain round, the third round. I really do think that someone like him who can come in, who played in the offense at Boston College where they utilized the RPO. Shane Steichen's going to do that. He's a great pass protector, huge body. I mean, this guy's 6'3", 335. I mean, that's a big dude. That's a big dude, aggressive, and just a dog on the field. That's what we need, is someone who's not afraid to hit someone on the first level with the defensive tackles, defensive ends, but also someone who's not afraid to hit someone on the second level with the linebackers who are going to be crashing down hard. This guy can get his hands on you and just take you where he wants you to go. And I think that's super important to have someone like that on our squad as we continue to build this offensive line. Again, I would be completely content with taking him at the third round spot. I want to hear your comments below, because I know some people will say maybe that's a bit aggressive. You may think that the Brian Thomas is aggressive as well as the Max Milton, but I want your opinion, because again, sometimes in life it doesn't work out the way you want. I literally took the simulator and ran it directly from what it said. My best player available was Brian at the first round. Second round, I felt like Max was my best player. And third round, I felt like Mahogany was my best player. So that's kind of how we ran this thing today. We're going to have probably one or two more mock drafts coming at you. I think we're going to do a full 7-round one. I'm sure Eric and I will do that one together. Just have a little fun with it to see what's going on. But this is a quick three-round draft for you, using some names that maybe you've heard, maybe some new names. Again, drop your comments below. Let me know what you think. Appreciate you guys coming and listening to us today. Take care. Have a great weekend.